The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's Lenny Kravitz making Distortion sound really good.
Mm-hmm.
American
yes,
Woman
yes.
kicking off this 9 o'clock hour. And a happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday. We made it through Monday.
That's true. And good news.
Good.
It's going to be a little cooler today. Highs only in the mid-80s.
Oh,
Ross Whitley from News 13 has that weather forecast for you coming up at 9:30. But I got a sneak peek early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's not going to be quite as hot.
Oh, very
less
yay.
Bubbling of the asphalt.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So things are looking up.
We appreciate it, Ross.
Can turn the AC down a little bit.
Nah, it's Florida.
Fair enough.
Nah. Yeah. No, even in winter, the AC's on in Florida.
Yeah. When I first moved here, and I'd been here a while, but you know, my wife and I got married, and it was winter time. It was that cold time.
Yeah.
And I mentioned something about the furnace, and she looked at me like I had four heads.
Like, what's a furnace?
What's a furnace?
Like
what's a furnace?
They don't
call
it a furnace down here.
No, they don't. It's a heater.
A heater, of course. Yeah.
I still call it a furnace. You're from the north. You know what it is.
My grandma called it a furnace. Yeah. I guess my dad called it a furnace. Yeah, we did.
Up north.
Come to think of
where
it.
Where it gets really, really cold, we call those things a furnace.
Yeah. It's true.
Not just a heater. That's for the south.
You're right.
Yeah. It's a furnace.
I'm looking at you like, what's a furnace?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon has still got that blank glazed over look.
He has
it's
that
okay.
look a lot.
It's all right.
It's all right.
From Georgia. So we
that's
still
explain that explains everything.
It does indeed.
Yep. Gets you off the hook for everything.
Yes. There you go. Well, it's Tuesday. Today, believe it or not, it's the last day of July.
What?
August is tomorrow.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
It is indeed.
It's already the halfway through the year.
Well, way to put it that way.
It's also the last day to register for the Business Innovation Center's business workshop. They're doing a 4-part workshop in August. If you want to learn more about how to run your business, you've got to register by today, bicpc.com.
And more importantly, there's 147 days until Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So are you making that list?
Sure.
You're supposed to say, no, I'm too old for a list.
You mean my list?
Yeah, your list for Santa.
Maybe.
I mean,
and 97 days until my birthday.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, wow. That's a double whammy. I don't know if I have two presents in me. Might have to be a combination gift.
That's all right. Most people forget anyway.
You don't
it's
get
all right.
anything.
I didn't
get anything last year either.
This is a big birthday, though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big
one. Oh, yes. We are going to have to prank him on this birthday.
I'm getting old.
That's right. Officially.
Well, Brandon will think so anyway.
I still think so, too.
That's all right.
I'll bring the trick candles.
Perfect. Perfect.
Well, all right. That's good. Well,
I have a vinyl play today.
You do? You brought
it? I'm not going to tell you what
it is. I know what it is. I queued it up.
But it
but
is
I'll
from
pretend
the 80s.
Like I don't know what it is.
It is another hit from the 80s.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play a little music before we take our first break, and we've got some music from Sweet coming up. But first, a little Joe Diffie, because I like this song. It's Third Rock from the Sun on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Going back to 1973 for that one. That's the Sweet.
All right.
The Ballroom Blitz, a little glam rock.
Uh-huh.
I never got into the glam rock thing. It was a little before my time.
Just a little, but the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
Still fun for many generations to come.
You've seen it, I assume.
Yes.
Producer Brent, have you seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
I've never gone to...
I think I've seen clips.
Oh.
Yeah, I still need to see the full thing.
Yeah, I've never gone to a movie and dressed up or anything or participated.
Who would you dress up as?
I forget the names of the characters, but the you know, the sort of naive, innocent
girl. Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, yeah. That shows up at the Rocky Mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah, I've never, not for any movie, ever dressed up and gone as anything.
No.
Then I wouldn't. I'm a little prudish for that, I suppose.
You don't like costumes.
No, I'm not big on Halloween.
You're just
not
a costume guy. That's all right.
No, I'm okay just as I am.
You have some stage performer costumes, though, like your white suit when you do Frank Sinatra or Bing Crosby.
I rented it, but yes.
You're willing to rent it again.
I'm willing to rent it again. That was a good one. I have a tuxedo.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So
I'm on my third or fourth tuxedo, I think,
good.
Over the years.
Okay.
Yeah. They wear out over time.
They wear out.
Some,
they
my
get,
last
they
one shrunk.
Shrink.
My last
yeah,
one shrunk. I don't really know what happened. It, mm-hmm. It just started shrinking up on me right around my midsection. I don't
know what happened.
I don't know what happened there, but anyway, we have sunshine. No,
Aloha Bora.
Sunshine's your sister. You know mm-hmm. that, right?
Yeah. I know. It's hard Good to
morning.
Keep them straight.
Good morning.
Yeah, she got the hair going. That's impressive.
Oh, thank you
very
much.
Does that take a lot of work?
It kind of does.
Mine won't do that, I don't think.
Oh. Well, I like your hairstyle, though. It's pretty cool.
You like it? Well, it's just, it's easy. Yeah, I just, my hair doesn't really grow long. It just grows out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, I don't like it.
And when you hit this next birthday, it might grow gray.
It might. Well, it's already going gray.
Okay.
And when my beard, when I don't shave, it's all in my face.
Okay. Yeah. So you know it's coming on your head.
Sure. I'm okay with it. I'm okay if it falls out, too.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with it. You said you had some music news.
I do have a list of the highest paid entertainers.
Are we
this
on there?
Year, the Forbes list has come out.
And, we're not on there.
You did not make the list, oh. Captain Kirkman. I'm so sorry.
Producer Brandon, did he make the list?
He also did not make the list.
Dang it.
American legendary boxer Floyd Mayweather is the highest paid entertainer, according to Forbes magazine.
Do we consider boxing entertainment? I mean, that's more like just beating people up.
Is that a sport? More than entertainment.
Well, those high-dollar boxing...
Yeah, they make a lot of money.
Yeah, pay-per-view and...
Yeah, absolutely.
And anyway, he earned $285 million pre-tax across the 12-month period beginning June 1st, 2017.
Wow.
And that was almost entirely on the August 2017 victory against Conor McGregor. So almost all that money came from that one high-profile fight, which is considered the richest fight in history.
So you work oh, wow. one day a year and...
You could, but there's a lot of training involved.
You think?
I think. George Clooney is the second on the 20th annual Forbes list of 100 highest paid stars on the planet with an estimated $239 million. Now, this did not come from acting. Interestingly, that chunk of money came from a liquor giant Diageo's purchase of Casamigos. And Casamigos was the tequila company that Clooney co-founded.
Interesting.
Huh. So, a lot of folks are in the beverage industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, they say, is extremely high profit margin. Anyway, American reality TV personality, model, and entrepreneur Kylie Jenner pulled off third place.
This is Bruce's daughter?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm just trying to keep
Bruce's
all of that straight
daughter,
again.
She pulled in $166 million to claim the number three spot. That is boosted by her cosmetics empire. And... that makes her the world's youngest, she's 20, she's the youngest one on the list.
Wow.
And she is poised to become the world's youngest ever self-made billionaire.
Self-made. Again, here we are talking about that, but really, she just inherited something. Does that make you self-made?
Well, she made $166.5 million last year on her own.
But I think she got a leg up.
She kind of got the in.
I mean, I can start a reality TV show too, and I don't think it's going to bring in that
much.
Bruce
Jenner, or your mom was
exactly
Bruce Jenner. Okay, Judge Judy Shineland, who sold her television library for $100 million, claims the number four spot. Dwayne the Rock Johnson is behind her with $124 million pulling in, thanks to blockbusters like the newly released Skyscraper. So that's your top five.
Wow.
Richest stars by Forbes magazine. In the continuing saga, we had a Bobby Brown headline yesterday.
We did.
But now, reversing his past admission, Bobby Brown has denied that he ever slapped Whitney Houston. He made the denial on the sidelines of a Television Critics Association annual meeting that he was promoting his BET miniseries, The Bobby Brown Story. So that's maybe why he's causing some trouble, because he wants to get that out there. And apparently Scott doesn't. He's just not into the Bobby Brown thing.
That was just after
yesterday's headline where he said he was going to open a domestic violence shelter.
Which
in
I
Atlanta.
Found to be quite interesting. You know,
it seems strange.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit on the strange side.
So.
But, yeah. Well, I had a couple of things of interest. I'm going to try to pull this up without it making too much noise. On this day,
yes,
in 1965, mm-hmm. J.K. Rowling was born.
Mm.
Thus, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter was
my computer
born.
Work.
Yeah.
There you go. I love that little music.
That was my nickname in one of my classes in
The glasses,
high school.
Buddy.
I know it is.
And the scar on your forehead.
Yeah. Thought I could hide that.
Yeah, and your way with wands and things. It's strange things happen around
he
here.
He does
strange
know things. How to operate a magic wand.
I'm sure that
he's
he does.
He's certified.
I also know how to speak Parseltongue, tongue, so.
Okay, that's wow. weird. Do you know what happened on this day in 1975?
No.
Jimmy Hoffa disappeared. Or vanished. But I understand that he's under the FSU building across the street.
I was going to say in the record vault.
And this one you might know. This is a little music history. Hamit Ertgun was born in Istanbul, Turkey. You know who this guy is?
Name sounds familiar.
You should. Atlantic Records, along with Jerry Wexler. These guys put together some great musical groups like Ray Charles, who else? The Drifters, and more. Did
who
a lot of
it?
Great stuff.
Was it a famous producer?
Yeah, he was one of the producers and in charge of Atlantic Records. And,
excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, that cool. sort of thing. So, yeah, cool stuff. We're here all about learning today.
Oh, thank you, Professor Kirkman.
Not a problem. By the way, if you're interested in learning more, we have registration going on right now for
that's
the
right.
fall semester of Gulf Coast State College. So,
classes start August 20th.
Can you believe it?
And Super Saturday is this weekend.
And tell us, what is that?
Well, it's an event where you can come here to the Advanced Technology Center. That's on the Panama City campus. And all the folks that can help you, professors, admissions, financial aid, veteran services, will help you through whatever part of the process you need. Plus, they'll take you on a tour if you want to see more of the campus, help you sign up for the right classes for your degree, or maybe you need to talk to advising and decide on that degree. Whatever it is, they're there to help you. And the registration fee is waived on Saturday. That's 9 to noon.
It's waived.
Bye-bye.
It's 9:30. We're going to get to a little break here. We've got a weather forecast, News 13's Ross Whitley, and music from Train on the other side of the break right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's Train with Hey Soul Sister here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. And hey.
Soul Sister.
Hey.
And brother. Yep. There you go. It is 9:35, and currently it is about 87 degrees and fair outside.
Lovely.
Hopefully the humidity will stay away, and it'll just be a nice day.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
But you know
nice
what's
days.
Coming, don't you?
Rain.
Those hot, hot August days.
Ooh.
The days that make us think, why do we live here? You couple that with going back to school.
The streets on Panama City Beach clear up.
Yeah, they do. Send everybody back to school.
Yeah, no traffic. The vacationers are heading out and the kids are back in school.
I know. So. Bay Haven starts August 10th. Mm-hmm. I think everybody else, then Bay District starts on, what, the 16th, I think. And we're back
on the 20th.
On the 20th.
Yeah, I think it's the 15th.
Is it the 15th?
I believe it's the 15th
I have no
for Bay
idea.
District. Yeah.
I have.
I'll drop the kid off at the right day. I think.
Don't drop the kids
Maybe.
Off the day before.
Yeah. That's happened to me before.
You know, why not?
I have some weird news story from Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hit us.
So this past week was Shark Week, and I guess three guys took it a little too far because they went and stole a shark. It was a 3-foot horned shark from the San Antonio Aquarium over the weekend.
What?
How would they do that?
Come on.
You get a buzzer. Why do you steal a shark?
A shark.
I
a
don't...
pet shark at that. What were they going to do? I mean, did they think they were going to eat it or?
Don't know. I mean,
it? I mean, you.
It
who
was
has
Shark
an
Week.
Aquarium big enough for that?
How do you
and
get
how
the
they
shark?
Steal it.
That's
so,
a good question.
So authorities found the shark with the three suspects. And it was concealed inside of a baby stroller. They were trying. They were sneaking it out from with a baby stroller.
I wonder, was there water in the baby stroller?
The shark didn't put up a fight. They just covered it up with a blanket and said, "Oh, I've got a really ugly baby."
Hey, baby. The baby bites. Be careful.
I think they
Is that
say
a
if you like
on your baby.
I think they say like if you hold the shark's nose, it kind of puts them into like a sleep-ish state.
Yeah,
I've never been close enough to a shark to hold its nose.
Certain
techniques. Nor do I care to. It's a little close to its mouth.
Mm-hmm. Certain me. Techniques that divers use, and they can temporarily paralyze or even stun a shark.
Wow.
Some people even take pictures with sharks, like holding the shark upside down.
That's just crazy.
That is crazy.
Wow. Going back to 1964, the Ranger 7 photographs the moon.
Very nice.
I mention that because We've got a REM. This is Man on the Moon. You're listening to The Mix. We're here in Panama City, not on the moon. Right here on 90.7 WKGC. That's John Mayer on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's called In the Blood, one of his latest, anyway, that's in our library. It's 9:47. You've got our vinyl play of the day today.
I do. It's from the 80s. It was released September 1985. It's the lead single from their second album called Welcome to the Real World. The song peaked at number one in December of 85. That was right before they were about to go on tour with and open for Tina Turner.
Oh,
remember
fun.
The big Tina Turner
and I do.
Tour in the mid-80s?
She did like Coke commercials too, didn't she?
Yes,
was it
she
Coke
was huge.
Or Pepsi? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza Hut? Who knows?
But this
tall shoes,
this
fringy dresses, big hair.
We're talking
hair.
About a rock band, though, now.
Right.
So, this single, Broken Wings, became the first of two consecutive singles off that album, the next one being Kyrie. And it was, in fact, inspired by The Broken Wings. It's a poetic novel by Khalil Gibran.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they were inspired by that book. Here's Mr. Mister with your vinyl play of the day.
Right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so.
that, it's our vinyl play of the day.
Mr. Mister.
Mr. Mister.
I think that was one of the first slow dances I did, too.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe Kyrie. But
that's a good one.
Like I like Mr. Mister. Homecoming dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, those were the days.
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, well.
But now we're, you know, working for a living.
We're working for the weekend is what we're doing.
And if you're looking for work, there's a job fair coming up here at Gulf Coast State College on the 10th of August, which is Friday, and it will be here in the Advanced Technology Center. A lot of big employers. This is no rinky-dink job fair.
No rinky-dink job fair. I like
it. Medical is going to be here. Berg Pipe, the city of Panama. City of Panama City. They're looking for people. That's D.R. Horton Homes, GKN, Eastern Shipbuilding, FHP, and many more.
Very good.
And serious applicants can jump online and register in advance. That'll save you time. Go to employflorida.com.
What about the non-serious applicants?
just roll in anytime, August 10th, 10 to 2, and, you know, network a little bit.
Hey, it's nothing,
See what's out there. Absolutely. See what's out there.
Mm-hmm. It is 9:54. We're going to round out this hour of music. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow morning for more of the mix, more of your favorite songs from all over the place.
And on Friday, we're going to hear from Jason Hedden from our visual
and performing arts department.
Yes. And he's also referred me to the gentleman that handles our student recording studio.
Yes, and that is?
And I can't remember his name. I thought you would know. Because you...
Well, you know, things... I'm not entirely sure at the moment, but
anyway,
I might know.
I thought we should get up to date on this, because I didn't know the student recording studio. It's got a name and...
Boundless Sounds.
What is it called?
Boundless Sounds.
Boundless Sounds.
Pretty cool name.
So maybe next week we'll hear from him, too.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a really cool program.
We are coming up on 10 o'clock. Aloha Bora is in the seat next. We'll round things out with a couple of tunes. One is the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. You and Me, The Bottle Makes Three. Mm-hmm. And just before that, here's El DeBarge. This is Who's Johnny? You're listening to The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC.